Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Well, buddy boy, I want you to get excited here.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Landry Locker and Sean Lopez.
If I played five consecutive days on Jeopardy against other people, I would win at least one. I would at least win at least one day.
Wait, with the contestants?
Win. Yes, I would win. At least one. John. At least once a week.
John.
Yeah. What's your point?
Gerard.
That's a strong
Gerard.
Take.
That's a strong take. Come on. You asked me. Listen to this guy.
This is In the Loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Pump day.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It is signing day in the NFL. Contracts can officially be agreed to, which means your Houston Texans will have two new members at about 3 o'clock. Tashaun Gibson, your new starting safety, and Bradley Roby, your new starting cornerback. The Houston Texans wheeling and dealing. John Lopez, the OG to my right. How you living on this hump day, my man?
I'm living so good, it could be illegal in some states, man. It's going well.
Which states?
I don't know. Probably somewhere on the Bible Belt, I would guess, if I had to.
Some would say we are in the Bible Belt.
Well, some would say we are in the Bible. Parts of us, parts of where we are.
Stick
in
to
the,
sports, John.
Are in the Bible
I
Belt.
Got
That's right.
Awesome
Tell him to stick
here.
To sports. Big day yesterday. Big day today. Today's official. It's Happy New Year in a sense. New
league year.
League year.
It is new league year.
Happy New Year. What's your resolution?
My resolution.
Find a left tackle.
My resolution is get as good as the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
I think that's my
gosh.
That's my new resolution. Landry
well,
Locker,
boy, I want you to get
John Lopez,
here.
Figgy Fig, keeping us on the air. And the internet exploded yesterday when the Texans signed Tashaun Gibson and Bradley Roby. I'm just kidding. The internet actually exploded a little later on in the night because we talked about Antonio Brown for a long time being traded. We also threw out the possibility that maybe, just maybe, Odell Beckham Jr. would be traded. And just like that, the Cleveland Browns trade a first, a third, and a second round pick from a while ago for Odell Beckham Jr. And the internet immediately goes nuts. John Dorsey becomes the smartest guy in the world. Texans fans are wondering, well, where the hell the Texans have been making moves like this. And the Cleveland Browns all of a sudden look like the favorite in the AFC North. And they look like another team that possibly, just possibly, if you power rank the teams in the AFC, 2 days into free agency, now a third day, they look like they might be better than the Houston Texans.
Well, they are better than the Houston Texans on paper. I mean, I don't see where anyone with a brain in their head would say otherwise. You just go man for man down the roster. That's not to say the Texans aren't good. Not to say the Texans don't have possibilities, and they still do have the ability to get some players in here. I'm saying right now, it's the Patriots, it's the Chiefs, it's... You know, I'm talking about the AFC. It's the Browns. Anybody else am I missing in the AFC? I mean, that's about it. Figgy, I'm this close to getting a secondary team, a backup team, being those Cleveland Browns.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Room, we got a lot of room, man.
There room on that bandwagon?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel?
I feel great, man.
What? Take us through the Figgy emotions of I'm sure you were checking to make sure the accounts were.
Figgy is a Clevelander, to those of you who don't know by now.
Ashley, are
you were making sure they were real verified accounts?
Yeah, Ashley, Joe George tagged me in it, and I'm like, nah, this can't be real. This can't be real. And then I started getting a whole bunch of notifications. People started tagging me in a whole bunch of stuff. So I said, wow, I was actually at Chipotle. Eating.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even eat my food. I had to leave. I couldn't even focus.
Couldn't stand up though. I'm genuinely, like, not lip service. I'm so happy for Browns fans. I mean, just even they haven't won anything yet, But just the prospect of where they are right now. And by the way, it ties in with our guys because, it, you know, it makes you realize, oh, you can spend money. You know, oh, you can make big deals. I'm really happy for Browns fans. I really, really am.
By the way, Jabril Peppers is the guy they threw in. He was actually a first-round pick, not a second-round pick. This is my reaction to what the Browns did yesterday. If we are localizing it, and that's what we take pride in here, shout-out to all the loopholes and shout-out to all the people in Houston listening right now. My biggest reaction is this. I think the Texans are in a danger zone when it comes to exactly how to get over the hump and how to build a contender. Because I think what the Browns have shown us and what John Dorsey has shown us is that the best way to get good and take that next step is by sucking. Mm-hmm. It's not by being 9-7 every other year. It's not by winning divisions barely and then being in the middle of the pack. It's by sucking. This is a team that won one game in two seasons. And because of that, they were able to stockpile draft picks, trading back, and they finally got their quarterback in Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. They traded draft pick for Jarvis Landry last year. They traded another first rounder for Odell Beckham Jr. They added Myles Garrett along the way. And now all of a sudden they're built to where they have their franchise quarterback, and they're very young because they were able to suck so long. We talk about tanking. We talk about how the Astros basically tanked and now they're where they are. That the Browns right now, they look like the Astros. The Astros, once all of a sudden, they just became very good because they got all this talent stockpiled. And it's better to be the laughingstock of the league for a long time or specifically just mm-hmm. focusing on the last 5 years for a couple years than it is to be 9-7 winning divisions, getting bounced in the first round, and then drafting in the 20s. The Browns are doing it right now, and I would say they're a notch above the Texans on paper right now because they sucked and they weren't just winning divisions at 9-7.
You're 100% right. You look at their roster on both sides of the ball and you know, part of when they used to be pretty good or have potential here and there and people were optimistic at the beginning of the year, you would always say, yeah, but they're the Browns. They'll find a way to, you know, to mess it up. I don't, it's going to be hard to mess this up, man. It's going to be hard to, when you look at their backfield, Baker Mayfield. Okay. We know what he's going to do. Nick Chubb, Duke Johnson.
Led all rookies in rushers last year in Nick Chubb, second round pick.
Nick Chubb, Duke Johnson, who I don't know if they're going to keep him or not, but Kareem Hunt,
who they rolled the dice on. A lot of Texans fans wanted him to do that.
Is there a better receiving core on the planet than Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, and Antonio Callaway?
I think the Texans have a really good receiving core when they're all healthy, but that's a big if.
How about tight ends? David Njoku?
Njoku,
yeah. I mean, come on now. Their offensive line, they got Greg Robinson at left tackle. He's going in his second year. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And there are rumors about Earl Thomas getting over there.
Yeah, he could replace Peppers. This is the thing. Dorsey's been the GM in Cleveland just as long as Brian Gain has been here for the Texans. He's in his second season. And I know he inherited the first overall pick and the fourth overall pick, so it's a lot easier to make splashes. But in his 2 years, he drafted Baker Mayfield number one, which a lot of people say, well, anyone could have done that. Well, he wasn't the guy that everybody was talking about. It was Sam Darnold at first, and he drafted Baker Mayfield. And it's early, but it looks like he made the right decision.
Right.
He drafted Denzel Ward fourth. People were laughing at him. Everybody was laughing at him. They were saying he should have taken Nick Chubb, the edge mm-hmm. rusher, but he went with Denzel Ward. That was the Bradley Chubb, not Nick Chubb. He ended up getting Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
So that's he makes that and he gets arguably the best defensive rookie in the entire league. Then all of a sudden he trades for Jarvis Landry. He's solidifying the receiving core. Mm-hmm. Then you can make a case they still don't need receivers, just like the Texans don't, and he goes out there and trades for Odell Beckham Jr. And just to add to the impressiveness of John Dorsey, you mentioned the best teams in the AFC. Kansas City is the team that comes to mind right now. Everybody mm-hmm. thought they were going to win the Super Bowl last year.
Who put their hands all over that franchise?
John Dorsey was the GM of the Kansas City Chiefs the last 4 years. So let me just list. Could I interest you in some names?
Yes.
Could I interest you in some names?
Some John Dorsey names?
These are the guys that John Dorsey has drafted the last five seasons. Mm-hmm. The last five seasons, this is who Browns GM John Dorsey has drafted. He drafted Eric Fisher, number one overall in 2013 for the Chiefs. And in the second round, he figured they could use a tight end, so he decided to take Travis Kelce. So I got Travis Kelce in the second round, probably the best tight end in the game right now. 2014, first round, Dee Ford. He's about to be traded, but he gave them a lot of good service out there in Kansas City. 2015, Marcus Peters in the first round. 2016, fifth round, we'll just go ahead and take Tyreek Hill, who's about to maybe be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. 2017, you know what? We need to trade up and get a quarterback. This Pat Mahomes guy, I really like him, so we'll draft Pat Mahomes in the first round. And you know what? In the third round, why not draft Kareem Hunt, who led the league in rushing that year as a third-round rookie? Last year with the Cleveland Browns, I already mentioned Mayfield, Denzel Ward. How about Nick Chubb, who's going to lead all rookies in receiving? And Callaway from Florida, let's take him in the mid-rounds because nobody else seems to want him, so we'll go ahead and add him. We hope Brian Gaime can become one of the most respected GMs in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But we always say it's early. It's early. It's too early. We don't know. It's early. John Dorsey has already become the most.
It got late early there.
The most
as
charismatic,
Yogi Berra once said,
well-established GM in the league, and his hands are all over two of the best teams in the AFC mm-hmm. that you could make a case that the Texans are chasing. Salute John Dorsey. I hope Brian Gaime gets to that level, but I will say this. If Brian Gaime does get to that level, it's not going to be as sexy, it's not going to be as fun, and there's not going to be as much of a buzz. When we hear the word process is a little bit slower, and it's a little bit behind the scenes with some guys.
Right.
That's going to be Brian Gaime. He is not going to be out there with his chest out and his coconuts on the table like John Dorsey.
Well, and the other thing about it with Dorsey, I mean, he's basically become executive of the year for two franchises. He really has at Kansas City and Cleveland. But the other thing about him is, yes, you've brought in some character question marks, to say the least. All right. You absolutely have done that. But you've also brought in youth. This is not like an old team that you're just trying to buy a championship. You're adding quality players that are young. We look at some of these players: Baker Mayfield, 23; Nick Chubb, 23; Kareem Hunt, 23; Duke Johnson, 25; Odell Beckham's 26; Jarvis Landry's 26; Callaway, 22; Njoku, 22; Miles Garrett, 24, I believe.
Giggum.
It's incredible. Thank you. I knew eventually you'd come to the dark
And there
side.
Are people on the text line already minimizing what Dorsey did in Cleveland, saying, "Well, he had an 0-16 team to work with." He didn't take the no-brain selections with those top four picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he took Baker Mayfield wasn't regarded as the best quarterback in the draft. He rolled the dice, and it appears to work out. The fourth overall selection, Denzel Ward, people did not think he was going to go there. Mm-hmm. He rolled the dice, and it worked out.
Yeah.
It's not like he just inherited Andrew Luck or something like that, and all of a sudden we're praising him. Everything he's done has turned to gold, and every trade he's made is crazy.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that out in Cleveland right now, they're lighting fireworks in the middle of the street, and they're starting riots. But here in Houston, we're sitting here uneasy, and we don't know what the heck's next. And speaking of that, John Lopez thinks the Texans have gotten worse. I think he's effing nuts. We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.